T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Arthur Motes. Now, you've played with the Steelers. You've played with the Bills in Arizona as well. You're from North Carolina. So you've been around, but you chose to make Pittsburgh your home. I mean, you could have stayed up in Buffalo. You could have went back to Buffalo and lived by the lake for, you know, that 1 week of summer they have up there, but they have pretty good food. Could have stayed in the heat in Arizona, but you chose Western Pennsylvania. Why?
Well, you know, and I was going to say the thing, too, is I'm originally from Virginia. I don't know. Yeah, they.
Oh,
when,
okay.
When it gotcha. Comes. Yeah, it's all good. When it comes to the whole, like, North Carolina thing, I don't know who did this, but it was around my rookie year. They put, I was from, like, half block North Carolina, and it has stuck ever since. Crazy.
You've never even been there, but hey.
Yeah, I was like, I've never even heard of this place, but it's like. It's stamped, it's locked in. I don't, like I said, I don't know who put it up there, but it's been there for going on 10, 11 years now.
Yeah, I was wondering how you got the James Madison from right. there. I'm like, it doesn't make sense, but I'm, who am I? I mean, there's scouts, there's people that do their job. So, you know, I'm going to let them do their job. But yeah, it's funny how things stick with you. But you know what? If Havelock or Havelock, North Carolina wants to throw a parade and have their native son,
right.
Arthur Motes, show up and enjoy the parade, go ahead. What the hell, right?
Hey, I'll show up in there like I'm a true native.
That's great.
But man, for me, the biggest reason why I decided to stay in Pittsburgh, it just felt like home. For me, being from Virginia Beach area, right by the coast, going to JMU, both of those areas are, what, 4-hour drive from Pittsburgh to JMU, 7 hours to my hometown in the 757 area in Virginia. But then at the same time, I said, man, it's a 3-hour drive to Buffalo. My wife's from California, so we have the major airport here so we can fly back and forth. In my opinion, man, I just thought that from a location-wise, a location standpoint, it was perfect. But then also, when you look at just what Pittsburgh has to offer from a cultural standpoint, people talk about Pittsburgh as a football town and a sports town, and without a doubt it is. But if you only think Pittsburgh is a sports town, you're doing the city a disservice. Between the culture, the cultural stuff going on downtown, man, the different theaters, whether it's the Benenum, where you talk about Hans Hall, I mean, it's just so much. And then for me being the foodie that I am, the restaurants, man, whether it's 5-star restaurants, whether it's mom and pop shops, I mean, you can't beat it here, man. I feel like you get all aspects of life, man. You feel like you're in a bigger city at the same time. You feel like you're in the South and it's kind of slowed down a little bit. It's just a win-win for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. It's just a great place to raise a family. You have a young family as well. And you're right about the food, too. The food is really coming on here. We always had the cool mom-and-pop places, but now the high-end places are catching up here. Buffalo, I've been there. It's a little more dreary. The weather's a little different.
Yeah.
People are just as nice. And they have some pretty good food, too. They have the beef on weck that I like in the wings, too. But
yeah, I tell people all the time, man, Buffalo is very similar to Pittsburgh in terms of the people there and in terms of the thought of how the city should be. I think the biggest thing is once the steel industry fell through, Pittsburgh came back and revitalized with, like, the technology and
right.
the hospitals and stuff like that, whereas Buffalo never found that rebound.
Yeah.
So it still looks like it's stuck in the steel industry, man, when you go up in the area and stuff like that.
Exactly. And you know what? They look to Pittsburgh as a success story, and they're trying to remodel their city
exactly.
based on us. So, yeah, we're cutting edge here. And somebody else who's from our area now, from New Eagle, a Ringgold School District. Joe Montana made big news over the weekend. Did you see this story? I mean, you're a family man. You have small kids. Could you imagine this? He's 64 years old, the Hall of Famer, was watching his grandkid, 9 months old, and somebody came in and tried to steal it.
Unreal. Well, and the fact they said it was a lady that tried to steal it, man, and they're essentially trying to negotiate with the lady to get the grandbaby back. The grandmom wrestles the baby away. I said, man, out of all places, like, how bad is your luck if you break into the house of Joe Montana? Like, what?
Yeah, she got in.
Crazy.
She got snuck into the house through an unlocked door, and the baby was upstairs where Montana and his wife were. He was in like a little playpen sleeping, and this lady came up, took the baby, and tried to walk out of the house. You imagine that? I mean, this happened in Malibu, California. It did not happen in New Eagle, Pennsylvania, but it happened in Malibu. Malibu, like this high-end place.
It's supposed to be nice, right?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I mean, how scary as a father. I mean, what would your reaction be? Right. You'd just be, I think you'd be stunned first, right?
Well, I don't know which one I'll be more shocked by. The person just randomly in my house or the person randomly in my house holding my grandbaby. Like, what are we doing here? You know, either way, you're in the wrong. Either way, this isn't going to end well for you. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But luckily, man, everything ended where nobody ended up getting hurt. They ended up arresting the intruder. And, yeah, man, it's just one of those stories that we're able to sit here and talk about lightly. But this could have totally took a turn for the worse in so many different ways.
Yeah, it could have been. It could have been very, very ugly. Thankfully, everybody's okay, and the police are they're talking to that lady now, so we don't know
That's
why.
That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah, they're going to have a nice conversation. She's going to have a nice conversation with a lawyer and a judge and the police and everybody else. But, yeah, we're not making
a cup of coffee, maybe. You know, you're good.
Yeah, she gets that free phone call. It'll be interesting. Yeah, we're not making light of it, but we're glad it turned out well. That's for sure. That's for sure. All right. Arthur Motes is our special guest host over the rest of the day, and we will, or the rest of the morning, and we will talk about his book. You should buy it right now, Theory of Life, The Guide to Becoming a Person of Impact and Inspiration. And you were an impact player, and you are an inspiration, as you can tell by the kind voice that you hear on the radio with Arthur Motes. We're happy to have him all morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.